Dr. Peikoff, let's move to a question that was submitted by a listener. This questioner says that he's been rereading Galt's speech, and he says there's a part that he isn't clear about. He quotes a long paragraph here. I'm just going to cut it down. Quote, "An attempt to gain a value by deceiving the mind of others is an act of raising your victims to a position higher than reality, where you become a pawn of their blindness, a slave of their non-thinking, etc." His question is, why did Ms. Rand choose to write higher than reality? Why not lower? Is not the act of deception one where the aggressor truly treats his victim as a lower being with complete disregard for their intelligence, individuality, rights, etc.?
Well, there's an equivocation on what is meant by higher and lower here. There's the metaphysical versus the ethical. The person who deceives others as a way of life is putting the victims to a position higher than reality metaphysically. In other words, he's saying, when I act and function, I get my cues from what is necessary to keep that person in his false state. I want the person to believe that there are no peaches in the next room. And in fact, there are peaches in the next room. So when I act, I guide my behavior by what the victim expect, not by what the facts of reality are. Now, if you know metaphysically, his reality to which he's corresponding then is not the actual reality, it's the mind of his victim. And it's in that sense that he's placing his victim as higher than reality. Now, obviously, as a victim, he's placing him lower than a human being, and lower than what reality requires, because he's exploiting him and trying to get things from him against his will without his knowledge. So ethically, he is degrading the person. He's pulling him down. He's treating him as low. But metaphysically, he's treating him as the guide to his behavior in that context.